Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-Based Radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His Son, Jesus Christ. You're going to be hearing plenty about Him during the next half hour. Gabriel and Elizabeth, greetings to you two. I like your biblical names. Welcome to Wee Kids. Sebastian and Pearson, have you ever heard your names on the radio before? Well, greetings to Sebastian and Pearson. You want a little radio hug here? God loves you, and I love you too. I truly, duly, oops, I don't want to get ahead of myself here. Matthew, Daniel, and Benjamin, and Sarah, Canadian listeners, it's good to have you listening to Wee Kids. Turn the radio up just a little bit. Hello, Bethany, Joshua, Alicia, Nathan, Carrie, and Nicholas. Good to have you listening. Amy and Olivia, thank you very much for the picture. Oh, this is so cute. I'm going to have this picture smiling back at me during the whole program here for the next few minutes. And greetings to you T-Kids, Tani, Ty, Tony, Tanya, Tanner, Thane, and Tori. Mama, Papa, how do you keep track of all these names? Greetings to you from Mr. Nick. And hi to you M-Kids, Megan and Michael. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to Wee Kids. What's coming up in the next half hour? During Bible time, God says, destroy the enemy and everything that belongs to them. But Achan did not. During the battle, he took a beautiful coat and some gold and silver and hid them for himself. Well, God was not pleased, as you can imagine. If you don't know what happened, you can find out during the next few minutes. Bible-based radio for little people and their families. This is Wee Kids.
It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful way that God made it for all of us to share. Together everywhere. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful time to be happy. Each one can sing along. Well, it's a beautiful day, and when everyone's singing together, the weather's always fair. God's love is everywhere.
Oh, what a wonderful way to help us get started with Wee Kids here. Beautiful day, isn't it? I like what the Bible says about this beautiful day in Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Slipping and sliding the time away. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. Just take a breath of fresh, clean air. See God's beauty everywhere. Like flowers in the month of May. And rainbows on a rainy day. It's a beautiful day. It's a wonderful time to be friendly. And wear a happy smile. Just like a crocodile. It's a beautiful day, and it's great that we all can enjoy it. And when the day is done, tomorrow's another one. We're slipping and sliding the time away. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. We're slipping and sliding the time away. It's a beautiful, beautiful day.
And you know what makes it a beautiful day, don't you? Is it the weather outside? No, although that's kind of nice to have sunshine and warmth, or too much warmth sometimes. A beautiful day is a day where you have the Lord Jesus Christ living in and shining through you. Those do not come and go like the weather, by the way. If you're a child of the King, that is for keeps. So every day's a beautiful day What do you think about that? Mr. Nick here with We Kids. I have the Lord Jesus Christ living in and shining through me, youngster. And so this is why it's so important to me that I share this good news of new life through Jesus Christ. Have you invited the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart, to wash the sin away, to live forever because of his work for you on the cross, dying in your place so that you can live? Well, that's just a little bit of the good news. We're going to be talking about that more. And when we get around to Bible time in just a few minutes with Aiken, we're going to be hearing some bad news, too. All right, Betty McDaniel and crowd, it's yours.
When I was a child,
when I was a child,
I reasoned like a child,
I reasoned like a child.
I used to do a lot of things that now I know are silly. But I am bigger now,
but I am bigger now.
And I can understand,
and I can understand.
But I won't ever get so big that God won't hold my hand. When I was a little bitty baby,
when I was a little bitty baby,
I would cry, cry, cry,
I would cry, cry, cry,
just to say that I was hungry. My diaper isn't dry,
and my diaper isn't dry.
But I am bigger now, I tell you what I need. I ask for what I want, and now my family's proud of me. But when I was a child,
when I was a child,
I reasoned like a child,
I reasoned like a child.
I used to do a lot of things that now I know are silly. But I am bigger now,
but I am bigger now.
And I can understand,
and I can understand.
But I won't ever get so big that God won't hold my hand. And when I was a toddler,
and when I was a toddler,
only 2 feet high,
only 2 feet high,
I would have a terrible tantrum. When my mommy said it's time,
when my mommy said it's time,
to put away my toys and tell my friends goodbye. But now I can't control myself. This is the reason why. When I was a child,
when I was a child,
I reasoned like a child,
I reasoned like a child.
I used to do a lot of things that now I know are silly. Yes, I am bigger now, and I can understand. But I won't ever get so big that God won't hold my hand. I am bigger now,
I am bigger now.
And I can understand,
and I can understand.
But I won't ever get so big that God won't hold my hand.
Good singing, kids, and Betty as well. Just a little hint there of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, when I was a child. You know, these childish ways are passing away. But while you're a kid, have fun. This is Mr. Nick with We Kids. Joshua chapter 7 is where today's Bible time is based. Now, you might remember that mighty Jericho had fallen. What a mess. From a city to an un-city in just a matter of minutes, God knocked down the wall. God's people went in and took over. Now, the weak city of Ai was the next target. But this time, Israel's army, and you know that they're moving into the promised land that God has given to them, Israel's army was defeated. They were chased from the town. So Joshua knew he needed God's help to find out why. The Lord said to Joshua, "Stand up. Why are you down on your face? The Israelites have sinned. They have broken the agreement I commanded them to obey. They took some of the things I commanded them to destroy. They have stolen from me. They have lied. They have taken those things for themselves. That is why the Israelites cannot face their enemies." So all the family groups of Judah stood before the Lord. The Lord then chose the family group of Zerah, and all the families of Zerah stood before the Lord. Then the family of Zimri was chosen, and Joshua told all the men in that family to come before the Lord. The Lord chose Achan, son of Carmi. Then Joshua said to Achan, "My son, you should tell the truth. Confess to the Lord, the God of Israel. Tell me what you did. Don't try to hide anything from me." Achan answered, "It is true. I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel. This is what I did. Among the things I saw was a beautiful coat from Babylonia, and I saw about 5 pounds of silver and more than 1.25 pounds of gold. I wanted these things very much for myself, so I took them. You'll find them buried in the ground under my tent. The silver is under the coat." Joshua said, "I don't know why you caused so much trouble for us, but now the Lord will bring trouble to you." And then all the people threw stones at Achan until he died. Here's a good verse to remember. Numbers 32:23, the last part of that verse says, "Be sure your sin will find you out."
Nothing from the enemy's camp.
They marched around the walls of Jericho. Those walls came down, and don't you know, Achan stuck into the city and stole some gold and went and hid it in his tent. The next town to conquer was Ai, so Joshua sent ahead some spies. The spies came back with joy in their eyes. "We will conquer, 'cause the city's real small."
Back in Jericho, someone disobeyed.
Then Achan confessed what he had done, and the rest of the story just ain't no fun. Just check it out in Joshua 7:21. You'll find the price of sin must always be paid. Achan was aching for a break-in. He knew that he was taken. What didn't belong to him?
Youngster, don't mess with sin. Gonna get you in trouble for sure. And you know, the Bible says all the people, the Israelite people, after what happened to Achan and his whole family, the Bible says, were very careful to avoid sin. Sometimes God uses some terrible things to teach some hard lessons to his people. Don't mess with sin. Mr. Nick here with the Wee Kids, and now it's time for our wonderful Wee Kids March. You know what this is? It's a chance for little people to march their wiggles out. Tanner, would you like to be march leader in your family? Ahead of Tanya, Tony, Ty, Tani, Thane, and Tori. You T kids, lovable, terrific T kids. Tanner, you're march leader over here. Gabriel, I'm making you march leader over here. Matthew, you're ahead of Daniel, Benjamin, and Sarah in this friendly household over here. And in Belize, is it going to be Deborah or Dinah today? Dinah, Mr. Nick picks you. Over here, Joe is ahead of Peter, Matthew, and Annabelle. Joseph, you can do that. Yes, I'm talking to you, young man. Jalea, I'm putting you ahead of Lee. And Joshua, you're ahead of Tyler, Ricky, and Russ. Four brothers in this household. Never a dull moment. Right, Mom? Right, Pop? Rebecca, you're march leader ahead of James. Amy, I'm putting you ahead of Olivia, you sweet young thing, you. And finally, Parker Jane, you're ahead of Wesley. Parker Jane, yes, I'm talking to you. Mama, Papa, help me, please. You know, I'd love to go through and pick a march leader in every family, but I just don't have time to do all this. So will you help me by picking one if I have not picked one? Thank you. And the rules to our wonderful Wee Kids March. Number one, feed in time with the music. It is a march, Marissa, Maria. Number two, knees up high. Number three, big marchers, papa-sized marchers. Please watch out for little marchers. And number four, watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Woo, the band is loud today. Brooklyn, you're a good marcher. Put those knees up high. That's what I call marching with vigor, Brooklyn. Here comes Kelsey and Caleb and Riley. Good marching, kiddos. And over here, Carla, Lee, and Micah. Yes, I can tell you're really into this thing. Megan, good marching. Rashia, good marching. Here comes Sebastian and Pearson. Hello, Gabriel. Hello, Elizabeth. Hello, Noah. Hello, Abraham. Here comes Brenna. Nice marching. PJ, you're doing fine, too. Here comes Dylan. Charity, Hope, Faith. I love these names in this family. Yes, and you can march, too. You sweet young ladies. Adam and Aaron, you A-guys. Fine marching. Joe, I think you're supposed to be ahead of Matthew and Peter and Annabelle. Mom, thanks for helping out with Annabelle. Oh, she's a sweet little thing. Patricia, Jaslyn, nice marching. Here comes Micah and Kristen. Okay, all the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Keep those feet in time with the music. Hunter, I'm talking about you. Left, your left, your left, your right, your left, your right, your left, your right, your left. Here comes Tani and Ty and Tony and Tanya and Tanner and Thane and Tori. Oh, you kids are great marchers. What a fun time. And you may be seated.
Oh, there's so much we can do when we grow up. We'll grow taller and taller and taller. When I grow up, there's so much I could be. So many things to do and see.
When I grow up,
to the plate and hit that ball right out of the park.
The
own a candy store.
And if you make my favorite kind of cake, then I would surely ask for more.
When I grow up, I'd like to write a song that everybody likes to sing.
Then we'd all share with children.
Oh, youngster, you have wonderful potential. Who knows what God is going to do with you, especially if you've given your heart to Him. The only way to live. All right, Mary, it's yours.
Who can turn the water into wine?
Jesus can, Jesus can.
Who can make a wedding celebrate on time?
Jesus can, Jesus can.
Can heal the sick or cure the disease.
Jesus can, Jesus can.
Wash a heart cleaner than clean.
Jesus can.
Yes.
Jesus can.
And who can get you into heaven for free?
Jesus can.
Yes.
Jesus can.
Oh. What a cute little song. Who can do all of these wonderful things? Jesus can. And that has been the message that is the message of We Kids and the Word of God. Always keep your eyes, youngster, fixed on Jesus. He can, because He is the great I Am, the Bible says. And speaking of the Bible, remember Bible time? We had good news during this program, and we had some bad news during this program. And Achan was part of the bad news. Achan was cruising for a break-in. Remember that song? And remember the last part of Numbers 32:23. The Bible says, "Be sure your sin will find you out." Not a happy verse, but it can drive us to God, who washes the sin out of hearts so that we're cleaner than clean. And the only way that can be done is through His Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross of Calvary, in your place and in my place, so that we can live forever instead of die forever. Youngster, that good news about Jesus Christ and eternal life is wonderful. That's why I always come back to that again and again and again, because it's the truth of the Word of God. Mr. Nick with Wee Kids here. I've enjoyed this little time together, but oh, the minutes go by so quickly. And what is this? Am I supposed to be riding out on this little tricycle? Until next time, kiddo, remember, God loves you, and I love you, too. I truly, duly do. Bye-bye now. Come on, try to giddy up.